This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak calls on parties protesting cable car project in Pathibara to engage in dialogue. Health Minister Pradeep Podel directs hospitals to ensure availability of 98 types of medicines prescribed by Health Insurance Board. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates government's commitment to supporting all-round development of youth. And UK Prime Minister announces four-point strategy to guarantee peace in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has urged parties protesting the cable car project at Pathibara of Taplejung to engage in talks. Speaking in the National Assembly yesterday, the Home Minister called on the agitating parties to sit for dialogues, assuring that the government is committed to resolving the dispute through talks. Responding to lawmakers' concern regarding discrimination-based crimes in the country, Home Minister Lekhak expressed the government's commitment to bringing justice to those responsible for such acts. Meanwhile, the National Assembly meeting yesterday unanimously passed the bill on Nepal Bar Council's Second Amendment. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia had tabled the bill along with the report from the Legislation Management Committee seeking discussions on the bill. Earlier, the National Assembly unanimously approved the bill on Banking Offence and Punishment Second Amendment along with the message received from the House of Representatives. The CPN-UML Central Secretariat meeting has called for dialogue to resolve the dispute over the cable car project in Pathibara. Party's General Secretary Sankar Pokhrel stated that the party will work with local representatives, authorities and stakeholders to create a conducive environment for the cable car project. The meeting also decided to streamline the structure of central committees and office bearers in popular organizations. Leader Pokhrel added that following the current practice in the party's mass organizations, the standing committee structure will be abolished. Health Minister Pradeep Podel has directed the hospitals to ensure availability of 98 types of medicines prescribed by the Health Insurance Board. During a visit to Ilam Hospital yesterday, the Health Minister stated that hospitals can no longer excuse lack of medicines for health insurance services. He emphasized that hospitals under the health insurance scheme must stock the medicines. Health Minister Podel also mentioned that the Health Ministry is working to resolve issues related to the insurance program and is focused on upgrading district hospitals. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated the government's commitment to supporting the all-round development of youth. Speaking at the National Cadet Corps Senior Division Pass-Out Parade at Tudikhel yesterday, the Prime Minister encouraged the cadets to dedicate themselves to selfless service and leadership when the nation needs it. He expressed confidence that the training they received would inspire them to contribute to the country's development. The World Wildlife Day is being observed today with the theme Wildlife Conservation Finance Investing in People and Planet. Celebrated annually on the 3rd of March, the World Wildlife Day is an international celebration of the immense variety of life on planet Earth and a call for the protection of endangered species and natural environments. Established by the United Nations in 2013, the day highlights the importance of sustainable living and wildlife preservation for future generations. The Finance Ministry has held discussions with the former Finance and Revenue Secretaries to seek their recommendations on the country's economic progress. At a program organized at the Finance Ministry yesterday, the former secretary suggested that the government should cut the budget from the non-performing projects and focus on mega projects. The former finance secretary shared that the government should apply strict measures, increase internal sources of revenue generation, effectively spend the budget on national pride projects, and reduce the informal economy, stating that the foreign investment should be prioritized over foreign assistance and loans and climate financing. The former secretaries also suggested for the systematic operation of financial institutions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Chief Minister of Kosi Province, Hikmat Kumar Karki, has emphasized the importance of uniting all caste, languages, religions and cultures to strengthen the country. Speaking at an interaction program organized by Radio Nepal in Biratnagar yesterday, the Chief Minister highlighted the government's efforts to formulate policies to protect the region's cultural and religious diversity. Chief Minister Karki also expressed the province's commitment to making Maithili and Limbu official languages. Minister for Internal Affairs and Law of the province, Revati Raman Bhandari, expressed the provincial government's readiness to collaborate with PSB Nepal to preserve local languages and cultures. PSB Nepal's executive chairperson, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said PSB Nepal would produce programs that reflect the voices of all ethnic groups to strengthen national unity. The upcoming rhino census held every 5 years is uncertain due to a budget shortage. Traditionally funded by donors, this year's count is at risk as the U.S. aid supported has been suspended. The Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, in collaboration with various agencies, had planned to conduct the census from March 18th to 7th of April. Preparations included procurement of GPS equipment, tents and other essentials funded by the project. Director General of the Department, Dr. Ramchandra Kandel, confirmed that the final preparations are now affected with the suspension of donor support. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Prime Minister of United Kingdom Keir Starmer has announced a four-point plan to work with Ukraine to end the war and defend the country from Russia. The BBC quoted the Prime Minister as saying the UK, France and other countries will step up their efforts in a coalition of the willing and seek to involve the US in their support for Ukraine. Speaking at a news conference shortly after the meeting of leaders, Starmer said the 4 points agreed are military aid to Ukraine, ensure Ukraine's security and sovereignty with its presence in peace talks, boost Ukraine's defensive capabilities and develop coalition of the willing to guarantee peace. After the summit, Ukraine's president said that all are working together in Europe in order to find a basis for cooperation with America for a true peace and guaranteed security. Countries at the summit included France, Poland, Sweden, Turkey, Norway, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, Finland, Italy, Spain and Canada. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in rest of the provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister Ramesh Lekhak calls on parties protesting cable car project in Pathibara to engage in dialogue. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel directs hospitals to ensure availability of 98 types of medicines prescribed by Health Insurance Board. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reiterates government's commitment to support all-round development of youth. And UK Prime Minister announces four-point strategy to guarantee peace in Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.